Hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of In Defense of Liberation, the show that is working towards and educating about a true people's liberation movement and revolution. I'm your host, Josh. I use she, her pronouns. And today we're going to be doing a quick discussion just to reintroduce the International Tribunal on Human Rights Abuses Against Black, Brown, and Indigenous People that happened from October 22nd to the 25th in 2021 at the Malcolm X Shabazz Center in New York City. And excuse me today, in case you didn't know, there's more continuing wildfires in Canada, actually increasingly large ones. So the air quality here actually in New York is atrocious. It's 162. It's pretty bad, but I can't even imagine what's going on in Canada. So my heart goes out to folks there and the folks who are working to put out those fires and the folks who are organizing to get rid of the colonial and imperial government that allows for this continued destruction of Indigenous and First Nation people's land and of the population's, you know, safety and well-being. But in that kind of spirit, the spirit of Mandela, folks who don't know who they are a I guess you'd call them a coalition of different international and domestic organizations who belong to a progressive, left, you know, socialist, communist milieu, vaguely, who are organizing in the spirit of Mandela to do a couple of things. So back in 2021, like I mentioned, there was the International Tribunal on Human Rights Abuses Against Black, Brown, and Indigenous Peoples. This hearing was a series of over 30 hours of testimony with over 100 pieces of evidence. And I believe three, four dozen witnesses who spoke on the stand, and International Tribunal jurors from across the world who, over the period of those 3 days, spoke not only directly about the actual abuses, the five counts of acts which conclude a ongoing process of genocide, which are racist police killings of Black, Brown, and Indigenous people, political incarceration of former community leaders, activists, organizers, public health racism, which means that, of course, many of the facilities that are necessary either don't exist for healthcare, are too expensive, are poor quality, or the practices within these healthcare facilities abide by the racist teachings and eugenicist ideas about the differences between Black, Brown, and Indigenous people and European folks. The fourth is pollution, environmental racism, the fact that the majority of polluted, extremely vulnerable communities tend to be Black, Brown, and Indigenous communities. And, of course, that's not by accident. And the last is the mass incarceration of Black, Brown, and Indigenous people within what we might call the land of the cell, as the Alliance for Global Justice 2023 Human Rights Report on the United States actually calls it, versus what we commonly hear, the so-called land of the free. So coming up on July 4th and coming up on a period where the Spirit of Mandela, which you can find out more by going to spiritofmandela.org, is launching its People's Senate campaign and effort to reinvigorate the notion of popular struggle, of public meeting, and of taking this conviction, which of course many of us can look at and say, oh, well, you know, this doesn't mean anything. The United States will never be held accountable to this. There's no international court that's going to try them for this. That's not the point. The point is, almost 100 years ago, three people with the struggle of thousands behind them, the history of millions behind them, Paul Robeson, William Patterson, and W.E.B. Du Bois, presented the We Charge Genocide document, or tried to the United Nations. This led to an increased form of political repression against the three of them specifically, Paul Robeson losing his passport, being unable to do his job, which was singer-songwriter and actor internationally. And they were also, of course, he was also harassed and targeted, and there's document to prove that he might have also been given an extremely high dosage of LSD towards the end of his life, which led to a psychological breakdown. This was by the same folks who gave you MKUltra. W.E.B. Du Bois, of course, we know suffered a lot towards the end of his life and throughout his whole life for his struggles within academia and also in, you know, other social spheres of life to advocate for the needs of Africans within the so-called United States. And William Patterson, I don't know much about him. I believe he also had his passport revoked and faced similar harassment that Paul Robeson was facing. So you have this history, and now we have a guilty verdict, something that when this We Charge Genocide document was presented didn't happen. So now the goal is not to go yippee. And I don't think anyone should think that the Spirit of Mandela is confused about what this means or what can be done with this. And that's where the People's Senate comes in. So the People's Senate, folks can find out more on spiritofmandela.org, but it's essentially an effort to coordinate and collaborate with organizations already taking part in this type of anti-colonial, anti-imperialist, anti-capitalist, anti-police violence work, you know, folks who are already doing this stuff, not for the intention of disrupting, disorganizing, or dividing the work that they're doing, but finding ways to take this, what's already happening, the work that folks are already doing and doing very well, and enhance it in whatever ways that are possible through the People's Senate by bringing masses of other organizers, coordinating community groups, organizations, religious institutions, international groups, what have you, and trying to figure out a way that this conviction, right, this guilty verdict, can actually be practically used in a meaningful way today to take action against the U.S. Empire. And I think more than anything, we have to recognize that we have to struggle wherever we are, however we can, to try to bring about material change. And it's not always going to be the most revolutionary right away, but we have to struggle together. We have to build a culture of struggle. And we have to bring people into the struggle who haven't been doing this already, or who have and don't feel like they have support, or who need support, to better coordinate, collaborate, and work towards the end of oppression, of slavery, and of suffering, both within and outside the internal colonies known as the United States of America, aka the U.S. Imperial Empire, aka the jailhouse of nations and peoples, the land of the cell. All power to the people. Let's keep struggling. Let's hear what you folks think. Let me know what folks are thinking about everything we've been talking about lately. I hope to talk to you soon. Peace.